you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So I'm melatonin it last night, and
That's a verb now.
Yeah, it is, basically.
Melatonin.
Right. It's safe sleeping pills, except it's
melatonin.
I had this weird dream. Because you wake up, if you when you take, I only take like maybe less than that. I cut a 3 milligram pill in half.
Well, what's the point?
What's the point? It puts me asleep.
Really?
Yeah, it really does.
I am
a lightweight when it comes to that.
Lightweight.
Probably because I don't smoke a lot of weed.
I do whatever I do,
but it puts, if you wake up 2 hours into a melatonin sleep, they go to the bathroom or something like that, or a dream. It's tough waking up. So I had this dream last night. I fell asleep around 10, and around midnight, my dream involves me like somebody, like a home invasion in the house, and I can't wake up because I'm too tired to wake up. So in my dream, I remember taking the melatonin, and my eyes would not open because I'm just too tired. And people are in the house. I'm thinking, I'm just going to sleep through that.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
My dream made me feel like, okay, I'm too tired to get out of bed, so whatever happens, happens. I'm just going to stay asleep.
That's a pretty common dream when you're in a situation like that and you just freeze.
In your dream, you
just freeze.
Well, like I said, I remember being in because I couldn't wake up because I was too sleepy. And it was a weird. So finally, I did wake up out of the melatonin hangover. Yeah, like 2 hours into the sleep, well, you're really still pretty tired. Push does melatonin.
And
it's a miracle drug.
It's
a miracle drug.
So if you took 10 milligrams, you just...
I started out back in the day with 10.
Would you just piss the bed then?
No. I just feel groggy the next day. Although they say it doesn't do that, it did it to me for some reason. So I started taking lesser doses. Puts me asleep.
I think if you read the bottle, it says it does do that if you're just a big girl.
Yeah.
Well, we like girls.
Right. Yeah.
And if you,
now you're picking on my drug of choice.
Smoke more weed. That'll suppress your dreams. You won't have.
I don't mind dreaming.
Stupid dreams.
It'll do that when you're awake
for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard people say they have a lot of dreams on weed. You guys don't, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I've always read it suppresses your dreams.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I've found.
Because I've
dreamed. Most of you guys say that. Do you dream much, Craig?
No.
I dream all the time. And once again, 80% are usually pretty good.
And Craig's on record as saying that your dreams are stupid, so
he obviously
does not partake in that.
That's true.
Thank you.
That is true.
What throws me off are the nights that I don't smoke, and then you have a bunch of dreams, you're like, oh, God, it's crazy.
That's what I've heard.
Who needs that?
Because your brain says, hey, he didn't smoke, let's go.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
Well, you left the door open.
You still dream, you just don't recall.
Oh, that's what they say. Well, then it might as well be not dreaming.
Right.
You know?
What's weird? I'll remember dreams. Well, I have them just for a minute or two in the morning, and then it's just they're gone.
You're supposed to write those things down.
But
I remember this one for some reason.
If for some reason I forget to smoke, it's like all the bank dreams come pouring
out. Just flood out, huh? All right. Don't do drugs, kids.
Unless it's
melatonin.
The dream jailbreak.
All right.
You know, with all that short-term memory loss, you'd think we'd forget to smoke more often.
No.
I would think that.
We're committed to that.
I would think that.
You remember the important things.
Yeah, you do.
It was on this date in 1945. First Lieutenant Audie Murphy earned the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was given the Heroism Award for ordering his troops to retreat, then using a blazing tank destroyer to single-handedly hold off German forces, Then he ordered an artillery strike on his own position.
And the crazy part about that is, he's way before our time, but I know enough about Audie Murphy if you're watching some old movies back in the day.
These stories.
He came back and then became a movie star and starred in a lot of war movies.
Yes.
I mean, talk about PTSD.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a hero and actually became a decent actor. Cowboy movies, army movies for years, man.
Must not have traumatized him too much. If he can relive all that.
We don't know.
There's video out there that I saw the other day from a front porch in Daytona Beach, Florida.
That can't be good.
Video shows Walter Hickox on his front porch with three dachshunds when a black bear leaps through the doorway towards one of the dogs.
On the beach or just in Fort Lauderdale, off the beach?
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Hickox jumps in to protect his pet and wrestles the bear.
Oh, I saw this.
Wrestles the bear, which appears to scratch and bite him while pushing it away. He then moves a wooden bench to block the doorway. The man then runs into the house and can be heard shouting, "Oh, my God, I was attacked by a bear."
If you watch this video, and you will, Puss will put it up here in a second, it's second nature. It just shows up, and he grabs the head of the bear and wrestles it around to protect his dog.
And tries to push it back out the door.
And he's lucky he has that big metal bench there, because he pulls it in front of the thing. The bear can't get in.
Is this somebody's pet bear that got loose? Or
no.
Are there bears in the wild in Florida?
Daytona Beach, apparently,
I'm not aware.
Yeah, I saw this too, but I didn't know it was Florida. That seems even crazier.
I didn't know it was Florida either when I first saw it.
I figured it was like Wyoming or somewhere.
Yeah. Now, it isn't really a tall bear. It's a smaller bear, but still a bear.
Sure.
That's definitely not what you're thinking as you're fighting the bear.
No.
That's not a very big bear.
Black bears occupy most of the Florida mainland.
Whoa. Man.
Probably most of North America.
Florida's nuts.
Especially because he could have actually ran from the bear in the yard and an alligator came out. And I'm saying, all right, I'm out. I'm out. I didn't know bears were there.
Big chunks of Florida, they have black bears.
Because my whole worry about Florida, I like being there because the weather's great, but is because of alligators. They freak me out. Now I've got to worry about bears.
Well, they just like wiener dogs, apparently.
Yeah, watch that video. I'm supposed to put it up on the social.
Yeah, I just posted it.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah, the bear goes for one of the little dachshunds, and he's just like, no!
I think he does what you do in a... He had no thought process there. Oh, I got to do something.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Later on, you go, maybe shouldn't have done that.
No. Goodbye, Fluffy.
Do they have gators that'll just end up in neighborhoods and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do.
Very quickly, about 8,500.
Your buddy lives in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's certain places you don't go because gators usually, but sometimes they're just in neighborhoods, right?
Like swamps.
Yeah.
Well, I figured they'd be in a swamp.
Like those canals.
If you're taking your trash can out to the end of the driveway.
Those canals downside those roads where people jog. They say don't jog sometimes because their canals are right there.
God.
And if you golf there, the guy at the shop will tell you, there's gators on 8,
12,
and 16.
I'd say, cool, bye.
Right.
Yeah, do they tell you not to? They tell you not to run by those canals because running is dumb.
Yeah, that too. It's dumb, and a gator can eat you.
Mm-hmm.
About 8,500 troops on alert amid fears that Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment. Now, then, because of that, there's concern that Russia could launch a cyber attack against the United States. Everything from hospitals to dams could potentially be at risk.
Yeah, Putin's evil, man. Tucker likes him, though.
Yeah. I guess there's that. Yeah.
Does he like him better than that Hungarian autocrat?
Oh, that guy's the worst,
too. That's a tough choice.
Yeah.
Because he went over and celebrated him for like a week, right?
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Did a bunch of shows.
Yep.
And said, we should have an autocrat like you.
Yep.
That's a good song, by the way.
Yep.
Is that Adele?
An autocrat like you.
Smithereens?
I think it is. I think you're right.
Jeopardy contestant Amy Schneider, is this an alert for you? On this one?
I am caught up, but I did read something the other day.
Nobody else. Nobody else DVRs it like Tom.
And my wife is guilty of this, too. She's tired of this chick.
She's tired of Amy Schneider.
Right. And there's something called, Super Champ Fatigue among Jeopardy fans. Because we've had two people now this season win 38 games in a row.
Well, they've aced those games.
And with this woman, it's not even a contest. She just wipes the floor with everybody every day.
Why don't they have limits? Why don't they have limits? Why don't they have limits?
What are they going to do?
You just say you can only win 30 and you're done.
Oh, they've done that in the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they do that because people will talk about it.
Right. You're tired of her, right?
Yeah, you were 5-time Jeopardy champion. You were done. They'd bring somebody else on.
Is this the tranny?
Yes.
Okay.
Schneider won her 39th consecutive game Monday, giving her the second longest winning streak in show history.
Well, I was on the air. Right.
Sounds like she just... Yeah. Right.
When she first came out with it, there were a bunch of trolls that got on the Jeopardy website. But, most of all, most Jeopardy people are
fairly smart
pretty
people.
Cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They don't care.
She's now won over $1.3 million during her run.
Right. Yeah.
And she does. Nobody comes close to her, huh?
Well, Ken Jennings still has more victories.
Yeah, I'm talking about individual games every day now.
Almost every one of them are runaway games.
All right. All
right. Yeah, I think she's...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Maybe been
Peter's interrupting me, too, because I'm asking questions.
2 or 3 times in, 39 games now?
Was it like that when Jennings was winning, too? Was he winning by a lot?
No, because he wouldn't wager as aggressively as she did.
These people are figuring out these games. They figured out how to win these things, right? They're really smart, and you're waiting.
The gambler guy, Holzhauer, changed the whole complexion of that, where he started going for the big money ones, and then you hit the big money ones, and then you hit the daily double, and then you're wiping
and
the floor.
Your nipples are hard.
Yeah. It's $10,000 to nothing early in the first round, if you're lucky. And smart. And buzzer.
See, you would get your ass kicked.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're slow cognitive.
No, but apparently
cognitive thing.
There are Jeopardy gurus you can go to that will teach you.
I bet you a bunch of stoners are not winning these things.
Yeah.
So.
And they'll give you flashcards of certain subjects that come up repeatedly on Jeopardy. So you can get a Jeopardy coach if you actually make it.
Have those coaches been on the game themselves?
Good question.
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. Yeah. I would think they would have had to.
You would have had to, because how can you become? Here's how you succeed at something I've never done.
Because the buzzer, there's got to be a certain nuance to that. Mm-hmm. And the only way you could learn that is to have been on the show.
I stopped watching when Alex died.
When did you start?
Never. But I stopped watching when he died. Yeah.
Right. He doesn't watch it anymore, or any less.
Right. At Wichita, KSNW talked to Wichita hairstylist Rachel Branting. She said that most of her clients that have had COVID have come in 3 to 4 months later. There's a dramatic change in the hair density.
Oh.
According to the American Academy of Dermatology Association, the stress and fever of any illness can cause your hair a significant amount of hair loss.
That's just stress in general, isn't it?
So you add, fever of, say, the COVID.
Right.
And this can cause a significant amount of hair loss, they say.
That's funny. I never had a fever.
Again, as Rachel said, most of her clients that have had COVID have come in 3 to 4 months later, and there's a drastic change in the hair density.
Here's what you do. You just say you don't believe it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you use your brain density not to get a vaccine.
Right. Oh.
Most people who don't have vaccines have extreme brain density.
Oh.
I thought it was more the skull.
Yeah, probably that. Nothing,
less the brain, more the
nothing
skull.
Nothing penetrates the skull. Yeah.
They say the shedding will last 6 months to a year, and then the hair should grow back.
It does come back. I'm shedding. Yeah.
I wonder if that happens with the pubes, too.
They're having my favorite thing. There's a mask mandate in our city.
Keep you from trimming?
For like another week and a half. Like another week and a half. But the state attorney general, he's a right-wing nut job, like everybody that runs state offices in this mm-hmm. state. And he's suing Omaha, the biggest city in Nebraska, the one that has a tax base that they build roads with, and saying this woman doesn't have the right to do the mask mandate. Now, they're suing her, and it's like a week and a half left in it. But yesterday was the hearing. And ironically, everybody's zooming in. Everybody zoomed in for a mere... You don't need a mask mandate, but we're going to zoom in. Everybody.
But I don't want to go in a room with anybody.
Not one person was live. They're all live on their own computers. There are like 20 people on this thing, all zoomed in. Just dumb.
I've seen that happen any number of places where they're, you know, arguing about a mask mandate and all the judges are in, and, you know,
in the chambers.
In a Zoom meeting.
Exactly.
But people fail to see the irony.
Yeah. That's because their brain density.
Yes.
That's
it. Skull density.
Skull density.
Washington State Fauci! Lawmakers.
Fauci!
Pelosi.
Pelosi
works in that one, too.
Pelosi!
She's a perennial boogeyman.
Well, look at her.
Yeah, she's a woman.
Yeah. Haven't heard much out of George Soros lately, but
no.
He's always a good fallback.
He's plotting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's paying for everything.
Yeah, that's why you haven't heard.
That's right.
He's lying in wait, ready to pounce.
Mm-hmm.
Gathering his forces and all his money, taking it from everybody else, calling all the other.
Yeah.
I'll let that go.
That's probably best. Start lining up your apology.
Are you going to mention certified registered nurse anesthetist week before the end of the week? Because I think you should get it in earlier. Than later.
Oh, I generally don't do weeks.
No.
One I will because I had a nurse anesthetist. She saved my life. Her name is Chris. We've talked to her before.
Todd was high and hit a pole.
I don't think the first thing has anything to do with the second.
No, it doesn't. And he wasn't high.
I don't think I was.
I don't think.
No, it was early in the morning.
No, so, that's good. No, that's a tough gig.
No, man. I wasn't.
Yeah, she's a nice lady, too. I met her.
She's great.
Yeah.
Apparently, we conversed before the surgery, and I don't recall.
Well, I got the audio. Here's what you said.
Hi, I'm Todd.
You said I know it's on your wristband.
All right.
But she was the one that messed me up.
I thought you said you thanked her.
Well, because she anesthetized me.
Okay.
Otherwise, surgery would have hurt.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Todd.
She would not have put me under. That would have been a painful surgery.
Oh, yeah, they are. Civil War times.
Yep.
Yep.
Biting bullets.
Right.
I found out yesterday that apparently the center for the Packers, who was out for about half the season. They said it was a leg injury. Tibial plateau fracture.
Oh, really?
And really?
He came back.
Playing football, though.
He came back.
Do you want to invite him to your group or not? Because he's a Packer.
Right, yeah.
No.
He's playing NFL football?
Yeah, if he's still playing NFL football, his tibial plateau flag, that wouldn't qualify.
He missed about 12 weeks, right. But he made it back for the playoffs.
Non-surgical, pussy, TPF.
No, he had like what did they say, 6 screws and a plate put in his leg?
Yeah.
And
that sounds like surgery.
He did have some surgery.
Playing football.
And they had to fix his MCL. He lost a ligament in that knee, too.
Yeah, see, I was fortunate. I never lost. I didn't have any tissue damage. But sometimes that comes with the knee injury.
Yeah.
What happened?
He told them later.
Yeah, no tissue damage. Right. That's what happened. Miracle.
I'm happy I'm not going to be present for Pharmacy Tech Week, whenever that is. That was always sad.
You wanted to celebrate, but you didn't want to be one?
Well, they would try, and they'd be like, you know, sometimes they would put, like, you know, candy in, like, a squirt bottle that had the pharmacy logo on it, or like,
nice.
You know, bring in lunch.
You miss the old crew.
Let's be like, hey, can we just get paid a decent amount? No? Okay, thanks. Thanks for lunch.
You never really fit the description either, because there was a time where Tyler and I noticed that all pharmacy techs were kind of hot.
No, he didn't work in a pharmacy. He worked in a building.
Yeah, but he was still a pharmacy
tech. Like inside. Yeah,
inside. He
didn't deal with the public.
No, they are hot. They still are.
Well, that's why Nick had to quit.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Perhaps we can have someone call in and explain this to us. NASA says they've discovered a black hole that's creating a star formation. Normally, black holes are known for tearing apart stars and consuming anything that comes too close. However, NASA's Hubble Space Telescope discovered a black hole that fosters rather than suppresses star formations. This phenomenon is happening in the dwarf galaxy Hennais 210, about 30 million light years away.
Yeah, explain that to us.
Yeah, we'll have someone do that.
That's my favorite dwarf galaxy.
Or just call it and tell Puss. Right.
No.
That is a galaxy full of nothing but dwarfs.
Dwarfs, right, yeah.
Pretty
that's
amazing.
So many. That's so far away.
It is.
It's all under Jesus, so remember that.
True.
One God, one Jesus.
Of course.
Is that where Brad Williams is from?
Yeah, Brad Williams from there.
Mm-hmm. He traveled 30 million light years.
To entertain us with dick jokes.
And Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage.
So that telescope they sent out there is already a million miles away.
Yeah, and it is parked now.
Nick's over there going,
now they parked it. It got to where?
How many times does 500 go into a million?
You guys hate that. Don't tease Nick like that.
Right, now they got
don't mention the word miles. He just his face gets red over there.
Like the Proclaimers sing about miles.
I think they spend the next couple of months unfolding it.
I think it may be unfolded,
oh,
isn't
okay.
it?
I think it's. I thought they had to unfold it, and then it's ready for use.
That is crazy.
Just isn't the whole, it, though?
Thinking about that stuff, it's just crazy.
What makes you feel so small?
Yeah.
And we all.
Insignificant.
We are.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. Doesn't matter.
Right.
There's we don't
whole,
matter.
Galaxy full of dwarfs out there that we'll never see.
Oh.
And they'll never see us.
Yeah, it is at its final destination over a million miles away. It's used its. It has
you're
used
make
its
me play it now, man.
Tennis court size sun shield and massive gold mirror to begin studying the universe in new ways.
Oh. Yeah, this is significantly bigger than the Hubble.
Yeah.
And could go back, I don't know how many billion years.
I need to start thinking differently about this. Whenever you talk about all that space junk, I'm like, in my mind, you just have to go through like a trash field
to get out anywhere.
But I don't think it's that
much. That's what I think too.
Trash.
But there's probably more than you think.
Yeah.
Although it's a big sky.
How many miles out away there? Million said?
Yeah.
About
500
million.
Million. Or a million.
1 million.
I don't know how you get there.
A lot of 500 stacked up.
All right.
Sweet relief.
Yeah. You've been thinking about that all day. I don't want that bothering you all day.
Thank you.
Dick Harp, a.k.a. Greg Warren, later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.